traveled through Qazvin on our way to Tehran. Now we're going back to Germany, back to Europe, and we stopped for one or two days in Qazvin, and we discovered Qazvin from a different perspective because we didn't stay enough when we came through at the beginning. So every time you come to a city or a country, you discover new things. So even though this is our second trip to Iran, we still have seen so many new things, and I'm sure that there are more things to be discovered. That's why we want to come back in a few months.
When we entered and left Iran, we thought we would just pass through Qazvin. But the city happened to be much more interesting than we expected. The bizarre architecture was astonishing, and the Chehel Sotun Palace was very beautiful, with colored windows. The museum inside was also very interesting. The highlight there is a musical carpet, which is something we have never ever seen before.
So you've enjoyed traveling in Iran for 5 months?
Well, traveling through countries in Asia and Africa is not that easy. Things change very fast without notice, so sometimes books are not enough, previous knowledge is not enough, so we ask other people, other travelers who have been to specific countries or cities, and many of the nice things are not in the book, maybe. Maybe they are somehow a few kilometers away from our main road, so we wouldn't see them if we wouldn't ask people what to see and where to go.
You faced with any other problem?
We are vegetarians, which makes our life a bit more complicated in, let's say, a country like Iran, which is pretty much meat-focused. But nevertheless, there are so many dishes, so many delicious dishes we can eat here, and luckily there is plenty of vegetables anywhere to find, and my wife and me, we do the cooking, the children help many times, like chopping vegetables and so on.
What you said were personal issues, but what about the project? Did you face with any difficulties in that matter?
Well, we started this project knowing that we will not be able to finance everything by ourselves, and the more support we get from other people, the better this project will become. And we have thought of making it an international project. So people from abroad, not only from Iran, but maybe people from abroad can sponsor this project and become part of the project. And PayPal, we thought of PayPal as being a very easy way of transferring money. Well, we have like two transfers, about €5, not so much money, but then the third time we got a payment, our account was blocked. For some reason, PayPal found out that this money is going to a project, a campaign, an informational or promotional campaign about Iran, and they blocked our account. At least twice, police searched our house in Germany. We have a house in Germany, and they have searched. They have like a letter from the court allowing them to break into the house, and they have searched everywhere. And then they did it twice, and one of the neighbors told me about that. We have contact to her, and she told me about that. She went to the police officer, and she got a business card from him, his telephone number. We called him in response, so we wanted to know what happens, why do they search our house? And they were saying, yeah, you started somehow a project in Iran. We want to know what kind of illegal things are you doing there. So we were very shocked about hearing that, because once they were somehow offending us, like accusing us of doing something illegal just for being here. But on the other hand, I feel sorry for this beautiful land, country, because they assume that somebody coming to this country is automatically a criminal, and they have the right to search their house for that. My telephone has this function of this feature of recording the voice.
Christ, hallo.
Ja, guten Tag, Herr Christ. Mein Name ist Christian Ivan und Sie waren vor einigen Tagen bei uns zu Hause.
Ja. In Espenau, ja.
Richtig.
Irgendwann ist die Polizei bei Ihnen gewesen und ja, die hatten jetzt Bedenken geäußert, die Kollegen, weil Sie mit Ihren Kindern angeblich für längere Zeit verreist sind in Richtung Iran, dass sie irgendwelche illegalen Sachen treiben in den entsprechenden Ländern. Deswegen haben wir dort nochmal im Haus nachgefragt, haben praktisch auch schon im Internet die Bestätigung gefunden, dass sie eigentlich auf Kulturreise sind oder wie man es benennen will. Ja. Also müssen wir uns da keine Gedanken machen in der Richtung, ne?
Sie müssen sich keine Gedanken machen, ich mache mir auch keine Gedanken.
This is a very high official, a very high ranked official in the police, so I would expect him to have some kind of a bit of education about knowing something about the country, not just assuming that being here makes us criminals. Unfortunately, this is what most of the people in Europe think about Iran. So this is not just one person. I would say, okay, this is just only one person, but many people think like that. And that makes us even stronger in our effort to bring this project to Europe and to change the way Iran is seen in Europe. Because I said, Iran has a negative image, unfortunately, and I don't understand why, because we spend a lot of time here in Iran, so we have no reason to believe what we were told. Well, never before I have experienced such a big discrepancy, such a big gap between what I was told by media or by government or whoever, and what I found, and the reality I found in a country. And Iran is a very good example of that, because we found exactly 180 degrees opposite of what we expected. And we expected that because we were told in the West, unfortunately, Iran has a bad image. And I'm trying to understand who is interested in spreading this bad information, wrong information about Iran. And, somehow we try to swim against the flow, and we're gonna try to bring a positive image. We don't know if we're gonna be successful, but our project is not something you can quantify. You say, oh, we have changed the opinion of two or three persons. Even if one person would change his opinion about Iran, it's already a success.
Before I came to Iran, I didn't know anything about the country. And when we arrived here, we were so very welcome. It was strange for me because people are approaching us on the street and saying, hello, where are you from? Nice to see you here. And starting a conversation, which is very strange for me. And it was very nice. And it was also very interesting to see some fashion here because of the clothes are different, and see this different fashion and clothing.
Grocery shopping in a foreign country for me is an adventure. I find it very interesting to discover local products, to taste unknown fruits, and even rediscover the taste of the fruits we have in Europe. Many of them have a totally different taste here. I obviously learn a lot of new words, and I improve my language skills at the same time while doing the grocery. Buying bread in Iran was my favorite and best experience here. Because while waiting for the bread to be ready, you can really see every stage of the preparation, like the making of the dough, until the baking in the traditional oven. Also, the way people queue into lines to buy the bread was completely new to me. Like
people who want to buy one bread make one line, and people who want to buy more breads make another line.
It was, for me, the first encounter with Persian language I had. It was on the playgrounds, because the children with the blonde hair, the people love that, and they are attracted to that, so they start talking to me, and that's how I got the bit of first language course. And yeah, otherwise it's a bit difficult for me because I try to remember words, I forget them, but I study in the book, and I try to, now I manage to have a conversation with people.
Well, every day is an exciting day. So we wake up and we're happy to have another day we can spend together, experience things.
By the way, your children don't go to school, do they?
Well, yes and no. The school comes with us. So we are teaching our children ourselves. We are following a curriculum which we got from the French Ministry of Education. We are teaching them after the French curriculum, then again after the German curriculum, because we carry books from Germany as well. We're teaching them languages. They learn Persian, English.
I have also education in Montessori pedagogy, so which is